guys. I'm Mirabel Summers. Thanks for joining me for another MeetYourSweet.com Relationship Help for Men podcast. This is the place. The place, guys, where we try to decipher some of the puzzles associated with dating. And today we're looking at the art of attracting a woman you may think is out of your league. We've all had that moment in our lives where we want something, but we think, oh, you know, maybe I'm not worth that. Oh, yes, you are. And today's guest is going to help us figure that out. We've got a special guest today, and I call her special because I've just made her my BFF over the last few minutes that we've been chatting to prepare to give this information to you guys. It is Heather Havenwood, and she is creator of the Dating Up, How to Date a Younger Woman, Even If You're Fat, Ugly, or Dead Broke Dating System. Awesome title. Heather, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here, Maribel.
Oh, well, listen, you know, guys love
you're
it.
My BFF.
We're the virtual BFFs.
We are the BFF.
Yes.
Virtual BFF here. Handshake.
And you know something else, too, Heather, is that we're kind of a double header, so to speak, for the guys. Because guys love it when women come onto the show to give their perspective because they are hearing it straight from the source. So that means that, you know, we're reliable when we're telling you what we need and want. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to help you understand, you know, hey, nothing's out of your league, guys. So, Heather, what do you see as the number one key to a man dating up?
Thanks for that question. So, first, guys, I'm going to explain to you what I think dating up is and why I teach men how to date up but date younger women. And what does that mean exactly? Well, what I mean by that is I want you to experience what it feels like to walk into a room and have a woman on your arm and people look at you and go, how did he get her? That's the experience you want to have. It not necessarily has to be about age, but being able to date someone, a woman that is amazing, that's dynamic, that maybe be younger than you, but also can just bring you forth. Because when you have a woman next to you and on your arm, or a woman that you're going on dates with that you're mesmerized by, she will pull you forward as a man and a stud. In my emails that I talk to my guys in, I say to them, hey, stud. Now, why would I call them stud? Because I want you to know you are a stud. And in today's age, I think that there's a lot of what I call killing the stud in you. And I want to pull that out in you. I want to talk to that guy. And a great woman is a woman that's, I would say, better than you, that's dating up. She can pull you forth and call that stud out in you. So that's what I mean by dating up.
That's simple enough. Simple enough. So let's address that myth that everyone's dream guy is tall, dark, and handsome. Physically, what are some of the traits that draw you to a man? And then let's address what draws practically every woman to a man, because I think some of those things that draw us to a man has nothing to do with physical attributes. At least for me, it doesn't.
Absolutely. You know, at first, I want to bust this myth. Tall, dark, and handsome. Okay. Tall. Well, you know someone's tall or not. You know, 5'9 or 6'3. I guess that's tall, right? Comparison.
Yeah.
But what's dark? I don't understand that one. I mean, is it dark skin? Is it dark eyes? Is it dark hair? You know, what does that mean? Guys, you can't have blonde hair, you can't have red hair, only dark hair, or is it dark eyes? I mean, what is dark? I think that's a myth that you guys put out there, or someone put out there, that we like tall, dark, and handsome. And then what's handsome? I mean, I don't know.
That's so subjective.
It's so subjective. Yeah. Some people say, well, it's a chiseled chin. Well, maybe. To me, a man with a big smile and his eyes, they can just pierce his eyes. Like, I can see his eyes when I look at him. He looks at me. I can see him. I can see his eyes because, as you know, the eyes are the window to the soul. When I can see his eyes and he looks at me, I can see right through him. That, I don't care if he's 6'4". In fact, I'd rather be a little shorter so I can actually see his eyes, you know. But, I mean, honestly, it doesn't really matter about tall, dark, and handsome. It's about your presence. And what is your presence when you're not present? That's probably a little esoteric there for you guys. But really, you know, what is that presence of you when you walk into a room, when you speak, when you communicate? Are you looking down? What are you doing? How do you write your emails? How do you actually communicate? And through Dating Up, I want you to be more aware of how you land for people on the planet. Now, what does that mean? What do you land? Well, what that means is, How you occur for women. Are you that kind of creepy guy who just talks all the time and talk, this never shuts up? Or do they ask a question and then listen for the answer? That's kind of sexy. For a woman, that's very sexy. A man that allows a woman to just speak and gives her that space to talk, that is extremely physically attractive. That's awesome.
See, and for me, as a woman, I like a guy who has salt and pepper hair. I like salt and pepper hair. I don't know what it is about that look. And it doesn't matter whether it's in a younger guy who's graying early. That's fine. But there's also something about the character that comes along with confidence. I think the young people, younger than me and you, say it's swagger. That comes along. It's like that confident walk. In terms of height, I don't care about a guy's height. In terms of weight, listen, the average woman, if you took our clothes off, you know, we've got a few bumps and stuff here and there. You know, we're not all photoshopped in real life. So, and the same thing applies for guys. So I just like a natural looking guy who's comfortable in his skin. And if he's got some salt and pepper hair as well, oh, that's just a bonus. So see?
Guys I dated, like my last two guys I dated were bald. So, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it's about the confidence and then what we are able to provide to one another within the relationship, how we're able to connect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Heather, there are a lot of men who may want a woman that they feel is out of their league, but no one wants drama, no matter how pretty they are. How intelligent they are, how funny she may be. Hey, listen, Heather, do you have a girlfriend that you hate to go out with because she's got all this baggage?
Drama.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Drama, baggage.
So what about some flags for guys to look for?
Okay, this is a great question. So, you know, the question is about drama queen and knowing if you're going to be dating a drama queen. I'm going to reword the question. It's going to be really boring about how do you date someone or sift and sort someone who has high confidence. Well, let me explain. So do you know a person, listen up guys, do you know a person, I'm sure you do, or know of a person who knows a person who has or is going through a divorce? And the divorce is ugly. It's not good, okay? And for whatever reason, he or she, you know, she's taking him to the cleaners is what we call it. Taking him down, okay? And I'm sure you probably experienced that. Maybe hopefully you're not yourself. Maybe you know a friend of a friend. We as women have the power. We do. We have the power to make you or to break you. We just do, okay? Now, your job is to look beyond the beautiful curves and the nice, sexy, luscious boobs and the beautiful face and to sift and sort and find out if she is crazy or not. Okay. That's what we call it. Is she crazy or not? I call that, does she have high self-esteem or low self-esteem? If you find a woman, even if she's younger, 21, she has high self-esteem over a period of time. That's a female that will not necessarily take your butt down to the cleaners. She feels confident who she is. She's confident in what she wants to do with her life, or she's just confident on an internal level. I call it high confidence, okay? Not necessarily makes a lot of money, or maybe she does. It has nothing to do with what she looks like. It has nothing to do with what kind of her parents are. You're really looking for high confidence. And the higher the confident the woman, the less drama. Now, guys, the question I have for you is, women to women, right? Look, we know. Maribel and I know. We can walk into a room and go, oh, please, that one. Drama. Like, we can just tell. We know the women that have high self-confidence and they have low self-confidence. It's an automatic thing. You guys look at their boobs and their hair and everything else, and you forget to look at that part until it's too late. So I suggest to you, if you're going to date up, if you're going to date younger women, if you're going to date someone what I call out of your league or beyond your league, what you thought is possible, which I encourage you to do, then my suggestion is to find and sift and sort for that woman who has high confidence. Not, she's beautiful, she's dumb as a rock, and I'll take her. Okay? That's what I suggest.
Oh, my gosh. The whole time you're speaking, my head's nodding like a bobblehead doll, because you are so right. Women, we do. We recognize the women that have the drama attached to them. And you are very correct in the fact that women who are confident, they don't have time for that, because they're on to the next thing that's going to give them that adrenaline and that feeling of, yes, this is my rhythm, this is my groove. And it doesn't involve screaming in a public place or having a meltdown or like a 2-year-old tantrum or something like that. As she said, the higher the confidence, the less amount of drama that you will experience.
So it's very true. Yeah. It's very true. And it, you know, you talk to, I'm sure you, like I said, I have friends who are divorced or getting through divorce, or it was a bad situation near the ending. And like, she's crazy. She was nuts. She's this, she's that. And I'm like, but she hasn't really changed when you married her 15 years ago. It's just that you only looked at one thing. You looked at, well, you know, she'll be good mom, or she's hot. You know, she's okay. She talks well. She's decent. You guys don't really think it through long term on what's her confidence level like. You know, where is she headed in life? Is this going to be a person that can move through the times with me, with the ups and downs of life? You don't think about that. You should. Mm-hmm. You should. You really should. Because that's really the key piece.
Guys, I hope you're listening up. I hope that you are totally close to your speakers right now and hearing what we're saying. And if you don't feel like you can get out and recognize that person, find yourself a winged woman who can. And we will immediately, we can hone in on them pretty quickly as soon as we walk into a room. So, Heather, before we go, would you mind fielding a listener question for me?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is from Harold, who is from Texas.
Oh, good.
He writes, I really don't have a lot of time to find a good woman, and some friends have suggested online dating. Is this really a good place to find a quality woman? Oh my gosh, I had to stop there for a moment because I can only imagine what Heather's about to say. So he says, is this a really good place to find a quality woman? And what's the best way for me to spot the duds before I spend too much time on them?
Harold from Texas, with a very good question, by the way. So from Heather from Texas to Harold from Texas, here's what I say to that. Online dating is a good place to find a quality woman, but you have to sift and sort. First of all, you have to go in it with the right mindset. Then it's a sifting, sorting process. If you have ever been in sales, okay, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. It's all about the numbers with sales. You know, it's what they call dialing for dollars, okay? And you just keep dialing and you pick up the phone, you sell a presentation. Maybe it hits, maybe it doesn't. You keep doing. You keep going. You keep going. The number one salesperson in any organization is the person that continues and continues, and the number one dial for dollars. Now, the reason I say that is because that's online dating. Online dating is just go to the next till you find that one. Now, it could be your first date. I'm not saying it couldn't be. But you need to make sure you have that mindset. It's a sifting and sorting process, and you got to keep looking for what you want. Now, the other piece of that is you got to know what you want. You got to be really clear on what you want. Is you just want to have a, what I call a bang buddy? Do you want someone just to have, you know, have a little fun with? Do you want someone just to travel with? Are you looking for someone to pay their way to school and then they get to live in your house for free? I don't know. You know, you got to be really clear on what you want. If you just say, well, I want someone in my life who's a companion, well, women can sniff that out and they can make themselves fit that mold for you for a period of time. But if you get really clear on what you want and you say yes to this, no to this, they can't do that as much. It's more challenging. The next piece of that is quality woman. What is a quality woman? It goes back to what I said earlier. High self-confidence. Now, that doesn't always mean she has a career. That doesn't always mean that she's had kids or not had kids. It doesn't mean that she has money or not has money. It really has nothing to do with that. A woman who has high self-confidence is a woman who is grounded in who she is, and she has boundaries around that, and she knows her role as a feminine woman in life, okay? She's going to have her issues, and she might have baggage, just like we all do, but that's the woman that when you're in the ship of life, I call it, she'll be hanging on to the ship with you and going through the storms with you, not the woman that's basically drowning. She's basically drowning with you. That's kind of how I look at it. Or she's not the woman who's going to all of a sudden take water and put it into the boat and drown the ship, okay? Which I've seen a lot of people do. She's not going to be self-sabotaging as much as a low self-confidence woman. So I hope that answers that. But, you know, here's what I would say to that. Online dating can be fun. Guys, have fun with it and make sure you have a great picture. And when you do a good picture, here's a little fun tip.
And wait a minute. I'm sorry, Heather, to cut you off. But a recent picture, guys.
Yeah, a recent picture. And do something. Oh, by the way, don't do a picture where you cut the ex-wife out. Like you're in your
and you
your
can still
day.
See their hand on their shoulder.
Yeah, wedding day and you cut it out. I've seen that. And have pictures of you doing things. If you work out, have one there. If you're a pilot, have one you next to the plane. You know, do an active shot. If you like dogs or you like guns, have yourself taking a picture while you're shooting the gun or playing with a dog, or I don't care. But do an active fun shot, not you sitting in the lazy boy with your remote control. Okay, that's not sexy, FYI, right? So I would just say have fun with online dating. Just make sure it's a sifting, sorting process. And in today's day and age, you can't expect that you're going to find the quality woman through your friends. I think that's actually outrageous to say, okay, friends, you guys need to help me find the love of my life now. Okay, go out there. They're not going to do that. You know, they're just not going to do it. And those chances are kind of slim. It used to be that's how we met people, right? We go to parties, we go to events, this is how we interact. And now it's Facebook. Now it's online. So that's what I would say to that. Have fun. Have fun with it.
Have fun. So the
Harold, have fun.
Have fun. And, you know, don't be afraid to step outside of your box or your comfort zone as well in terms of what your ideal maybe.
Yeah,
you never
that's
know.
A good question. That's a good point. If you think, well, I only date blonde hair, blue eyes, size, you know, 5'10", size 2, I would say try something completely different. I mean, completely different. And try it because it's a sifting, sorting process. That's like you saying, well, I'm only going to apply to certain kind of jobs. There was something I listened to today, actually, that said he's a trader. He's actually a trader for a living. And he said that a guy came to him and said, hey, I really want to work for Google. How do I work for Google? And the guy goes, forget it. Forget it. I'm not even going to try to answer that. Because he was trying to go to one place versus, hey, I'm a really good programmer. I'm a badass programmer or a great whatever, a thing. He's really good at this. What's the best company? What are the top 10 companies I can go apply to that I can be the best at and master at? It's a different mindset. So when you're dating, you want to know who you are, what you're already best at, and look at it as a resume, like who's going to be the best match for you. And you need to go out and apply to all those companies and apply with all those women.
So see, it's very simple, guys. We're actually much simpler creatures than you would have us be. Well, we are maybe a little opinionated sometimes, but what we want is simple. We want someone who's confident. We want someone who has the ability to kind of step outside of the box sometimes. So your takeaway from today's conversation with us should be that the most important thing for us is, you know, how you carry yourself, of course, knowing that you can date up as much as you want. I mean, there's nothing that can hold you back from that except for you. So, Heather, you've been so incredibly awesome. And guys, if your curiosity is piqued, and I'm sure, I'm not just hopeful. I'm pretty sure that it's peaked at this point. Really want you to check out Heather's system. It's Dating Up, How to Date Younger Women, Even If You're Fat, Ugly, or Dead Broke. Heather, before we wrap up today's podcast, would you mind telling our listeners a little bit more about your dating course?
Thank you. I would love that. Thank you. The name of the course is called Dating Up. And, you know, in this system, I talk about how to find, approach, communicate, how to find what I call selecting women wisely, where to sift and sort them through women that are going to be crazy long term and the non-crazy ones. I go into that. I also talk about tease texting and how to text them a little more into bed. You got to have that skill. Guys, if you guys have like the phone from the 1980s or 1990s or nowadays, 2005, it's like old school. You got to step it up. I talk about that a lot, how you as a man can interact with social media and dating. Because if you're in your 50s and trying to date someone in their 30s and you're not texting and social and Facebooking, then it's like talking different language. So I go into that a lot. Now, once you know, though, about the product, it's a lot of fun. Because there's a friend of mine, Perry Belcher, who him and I co-create the product. And in it, it's just like what Maribel and I are doing. We're talking back and forth. So it's not just me speaking to you. It's a lot of fun. He cracks jokes. He's constantly talking about, you know, bad stuff, being a bad boy, and what he really wants to do to women, like the real stuff he thinks about. And then I kind of, you know, go through what women are thinking. So it's actually a ton of fun. It's a back and forth, pitter patter, and you'll enjoy it. It's actually kind of a comedian type of thing. So it's called Dating Up, How to Date Younger Women, Even If You're Fat, Ugly, and Dead Broke.
And you can find Heather Havenwood's system on our website at meetyoursweet.com/go/poddateup. Again, that's meetyoursweet.com/pod/date-up. Well, I'm Maribel Summers. Heather, you have been so awesome to hang with.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Well, again, I'm sure that it's been a ton of information that's been given for the guys today, mm-hmm. and I'm hopeful that a lot of them will drop by and check out your system, because it's going mm-hmm. to give a lot of great advice. And I hope, guys, that you have enjoyed having a double dose of female advice today. I'm Maribel Summers. Our guest today was Heather Havenwood. And I'm Maribel Summers. So join me again soon for another edition of the MeetYourSweet.com Relationship Help for Men podcast. Until the next time, be well and be sweet. Mm-hmm.